Senator Lisa Murkowski told a top VA official this morning that she's still hearing disaster stories about the CHOICE program. And she says some Alaska vets who use CHOICE to get medical appointments in the private sector now find collection agencies are after them because the VA hasn't paid their claims. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
VA Undersecretary David Shulkin says his agency is doing a better job in Alaska now, at least compared to last summer when he visited the state and got an earful.
Currently, 96% of all appointments are scheduled within 30 days in Alaska.
Shulkin, at a Senate hearing, said in 120 cases, veterans seeking urgent consultations through the CHOICE program have been kept waiting longer than 30 days.
They're all scheduled, but that's too long, and that's what we're working with TriWest to fix.
Alaska vets say the CHOICE program is the trouble. Before it launched across the country last year, if they needed to see a specialist outside the VA would make an appointment for them, nice and simple. Now, vets have to deal with TriWest, the contract administrator for CHOICE, and many say they can't get through to get the appointments they need. But Shulkin says they've made adjustments to serve Alaska. The undersecretary also says they're trying to reduce the role of TriWest so that the VA does the scheduling. But he acknowledged CHOICE is still somewhat problematic. Murkowski pounced, saying Shulkin is underplaying the frustrations.
And your term, somewhat problematic is not what I'm hearing from our veterans. They're saying it is fouled up, it is screwed up, it is a mess. And it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable because we know how to correct it, because we corrected it. And then you come in and you create chaos.
Murkowski says in some respects, the situation is worse.
And now what we're getting, the letters that I'm getting from vets are saying my bills are being sent to collection agencies when the VA doesn't pay.
According to a story in Military Times, vets around the country are seeing their credit ruined because they got medical service through CHOICE and the VA isn't paying the bills on time. The publication says the VA is substantially worse at paying claims within a month when compared to other government insurance programs like TRICARE and Medicare. Murkowski says another problem with CHOICE is that Alaska's medical specialists don't like it. Alaska doesn't have enough medical specialists to start with, Murkowski says, and fewer than ever are willing to see veterans.
Specialists who were willing to take the CHOICE card are now telling me they don't want to have anything to do with the hassle. Nothing at all.
Shulkin acknowledged that Alaska had a model system before, and he said they're trying to get back to it. But the undersecretary said it wasn't the VA that opted for the new system.
This was the CHOICE program. This was Congress's program that we are trying to make work.
He called it unacceptable that vets are being hounded by bill collectors for unpaid medical services. He says the VA has established a special hotline vets can call to get intervention. But call early in the day. Here's how the hotline sounds when you call on an Alaska afternoon.
Thank you for calling the Department of Veterans Affairs. We are currently closed. Our normal hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. through 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.